This is Len Costa with the StuckMikeAvcast.com reporting for Sun & Fun Radio. I'm here today with Bob Evans, a volunteer security officer here at the Sun & Fun event. Thanks for talking to us today, Bob.
Oh, no problem. It's a wonderful event. The weather's cooperating this year. We have a lot of people here. It's just a great time for everybody. Even us folks in security get a chance to relax every once in a while.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Bob. Where do you come from? You know, what got you interested in volunteering, and how long have you been volunteering at air shows?
I'm from Dillon, Colorado, which is kind of a strange place. Nobody hardly ever hears of it. It's about 70 miles west of Denver, up in the High Rockies. It's about 9,000 feet. I volunteer at a lot of different air shows around the country. The Cocoa Beach Air Show here in Florida. I do the Reno Show in Reno, Nevada. And I'm down here in Sun and Fun because it's snowy where I am and cold right now. And this is a wonderful place to come. They treat the volunteers great. It is kind of a tricky job, though, because you got to be a policeman, but you got to kind of be a nice policeman.
Right. Right.
It's kind of a little bit about it. But it's great. The air show is great. The people here are fantastic.
Wonderful. So how many this isn't your first year volunteering at Sun & Fun specifically, is it?
Actually, it is at this air show.
Okay.
Usually I'm a little bit busy with my business this time of year, but they let me take a little bit of time off, and I decided to come down here, and it's great.
Wonderful. Have you had a chance to share the event itself from the flight line, or see any of the vendors back inside?
Yeah, actually I have. I've toured the different hangars. It's great to go along. It's always fun to talk to fellow pilots and come down here. I was probably the closest I've ever been in my life to a MiG-17 at 500 miles an hour, full afterburner, than I've ever been in my entire life. Like I say, I've worked a lot of different air shows. The air show here, I say, is probably one of the best in the country that I've ever been to as far as for the spectators. With the pyrotechnics, all the old warbirds that they have here, the grounds are huge. I would guess that everybody, I hope, has a chance to see how big this place is.
Right, right. Wonderful. Now, tell me maybe what's your favorite part from a spectator perspective, your favorite part of Sun & Fun?
The favorite part is seeing the old warbirds fly.
Okay.
To me, that's fantastic that they're still flying. I also like the modern jets. Anything that takes off, makes lots of noise, and goes bang,
bang,
excites me.
Wonderful. Now, the same question from your volunteer position here, what's one of your favorite aspects of the volunteer security job?
Oh, it's getting to meet the other volunteers and the interaction between us. It's kind of like one big giant family.
Right.
We all get together in the mornings. We have our duty assignments that are posted on a board. They feed us lunch. They stop by all the time, as you just saw, with people checking on me to make sure I don't need water, that I have earplugs, in case it rains, a rain poncho, all that type of stuff. So I think the most exciting thing is the camaraderie among the volunteers here, not just the security staff, but everybody.
And what got you interested in aviation and volunteering in air shows in the first place?
Actually, I'm a pilot. I've been a pilot for about 20 years.
Oh, wonderful.
I go to Reno every year. I worked on the pit crew down there for a Hawker Sea Fury for a couple of years. That gentleman that owns that plane, he also has a P-51, invited me to a function at the Air and Space Museum in Denver. And that's what really got me into volunteering. I go down there at least once a month and work with the kids groups that come in there. We have a couple of open cockpits the kids can sit in the planes. And that kind of got me started on the volunteering. The other thing is, I don't know if a lot of people realize, but the perks, there's hidden perks to this job. are just amazing, you know. We get an armband that's good for the week if you volunteer for several days.
Right.
There's a parking pass, like I said before, the lunch, the waters, that type of thing. So it's kind of interesting. Sometimes we get to go places other people can't go to, so that's
sure.
Kind of neat.
Sure. Cool. And as we're standing here, there's airplanes performing aerobatics in the background, so even though you're not on the flight line, you aren't necessarily missing the air show portion, so that's pretty cool. Tell us a little bit about your flying background. You said you've been flying for about 20 years. What certificates have you obtained?
I have an instrument rating.
Okay.
I have single engine land. Right now I've been flying a lot of light sports stuff just because it's so fun.
Sure.
I think that's part of the growing part of aviation is that I've flown a lot of bigger stuff. The hardest thing I had transitioning into that type of aircraft was the glass cockpit. that you see. I'm used to the old steam gauges.
Right.
That and the light weight of the aircraft and kind of how it performs. There's really not that much of a flare when you come into land and stuff. But it's great. Taking the doors off that, flying around in that, you know, 300-400 feet above the ground, old stick and rudder flying.
Sure,
it's
sure.
Fantastic.
That's getting back to the roots of flying, you know, and the excitement. That's awesome. Are you an aircraft owner by chance?
No, I don't. I'm too poor to do that.
You're too poor.
I'm a poor marina manager.
I don't have an airplane either, so.
That's why I got out of flying. I used to do ferry work and stuff like
okay.
that. I got out of that aspect of it because I kind of needed to eat every week.
Sure. Bob needs to eat.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I certainly appreciate having you on today, and I know from everybody here at EA and Sun and Fun, we all appreciate the hard work and the volunteer and taking your personal time to come down there and help out with the event. Thank you again, Bob, and this is Len Costa for Sun and Fun Radio, 1510 AM. Awesome.
How was
Thank
that?
You so
okay.
much. That was awesome. You were the right man to find then.
No, I do a lot.